And behind him would be the
last one. Fourth. Oh, the second.
Okay, keep going.
Third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth.
Okay. And you say sometimes you feel you get your good luck just a little at a time, but your bad luck comes
all the time.
Or suddenly. It comes
suddenly,
all,
yes. All. When it pours, when it falls like rain, we say.
Uh-huh. Your bad luck just comes
all at one time, honey.
Okay. And if you said something more than once, you'd be saying it
twice.
And would you name the months of the year?
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
And the days of the week?
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
What does Sabbath mean?
Sabbath day?
Uh-huh.
That means we no meat.
Mm-hmm.
We don't eat no meat on the Sabbath day.
Which day is the Sabbath?
If I can think to tell you now. It's on a Friday. Oh, I was I have to get my calendar.
And if you meet someone during the early part of the day, what do you say as a greeting?
Good morning.
Okay, how long does morning last?
Till 12.
And then you have?
Evening.
Okay. If you were leaving somebody at around 11 in the day, would you say anything as you were leaving?
Good day.
Okay. You say good day when you're leaving someone?
Goodbye.
Uh-huh. What if you're leaving after dark?
Good night.
And you say, we had to get up and start work before?
Dawn.
Or another way of saying that, before?
Sunrise.
Okay. And we worked until?
Dark.
Or
sunset.
And this morning I saw the sun.
Come up.
I saw the sun.
Come up.
Another way of saying that. I saw the sun.
Sunrise.
Okay. And at 6 o'clock this morning, the sun. Did what?
Rise, honey.
Okay. You say?
Sun's come up.
Uh-huh. The sun has?
Come up.
Or another way.
Risen.
Okay. And say it. At 6 o'clock, the sun.
Came up.
Or?
Risen.
Okay. And you say if today is Saturday, then Friday was?
Friday's Friday, honey.
But if Saturday's today, Friday was
yesterday.
And Sunday is
tomorrow.
And if someone was going to leave, not next Sunday, but a week beyond next Sunday, you'd say he's going to leave?
And during the week?
Or
next week?
It's on a Sunday, but it's not this coming Sunday. It's the Sunday.
Oh, he's going to leave in 2 weeks from now.
Uh-huh. Do you ever say Sunday after next or Sunday a week or?
Yes.
How would you say that?
Sunday after or Sunday before.
Uh-huh. Sunday before.
Yeah, you always use, I use that expression sometimes.
Uh-huh. You say someone's gonna, would you say Sunday after next or?
Sunday after next.
Uh-huh.
He's leaving.
What if he came here 2 weeks ago on a Sunday? You'd say?
He came 2 weeks ago, Sunday.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm getting tired, Barbara.
It shouldn't take much longer. Just
because it's almost 11 o'clock now. I have to get on.
It'll just be a few more minutes. If someone stayed from the 1st to the 15th, you'd say he stayed about?
3 weeks.
Okay. Do you ever say fortnight? Do you ever hear that? And if you wanted to know the time, you'd ask somebody.
What time you have?
And you'd look at your
watch.
And if it's midway between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, you'd say it's
between 7 and what, huh?
At 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, you say it's
7:30.
Okay. Or it's half
past.
And if it's 15 minutes later than that, you say it's
quarter after.
Or
quarter to.
Okay. And if you've been doing something for a long time, you say, I've been doing that for quite a
while.